sebetulnya ya apa kalian besok booknya sampai jam 4. Mungkin banyak orang yang datang, but maybe I don't know, depend on how we go. Ya. Nanti kalau misalnya come back talking about tantra again, you know, I really wanted to hello Nadia. Oh, I'm so big now. No, it's okay. So what I believe that is that there are a certain part of tantra which is really how tantra actually make it works eventually tapping up into this thing. Tapi kalau ini ngomongnya ke orang yang umum nanti pasti akan menimbulkan kesalahpahaman. You know, I was going to talk about this power of this desire, power of anger, you know, how to tap that, and what does it mean? What does it mean, power, desire, and all that? Cuman itu lebih intimate, and itu lebih sebab bukannya ngomong mengenai cabul atau begini. No, I wasn't talking about. But I was talking, what is behind the idea like that? When you heard that explained, I think you will agree with me that that is very powerful way of really tapping that bit that we talk about. See how we go tomorrow. Mungkin kalau enggak nanti just ask the one that go like this. Will only if you want. You know, only if you want talking about. Only if you promise yourself that you will take it exactly like that, meaning very carefully, think about it, and jangan digunakan sebagai alasan untuk berbuat yang enggak-enggak, because it's very holy teaching anything, and basically using your anger in positive way or using your sexual drive, any different than doing the sex, talking about this primordial thing is two different things. One day I really like to talk about it, whether that's happened this or not. I was supposed to come back sampai di Jakarta Tuesday sebenarnya, terus Thursday pulang ke Australia gitu. And it so happened, saya pikir terus ke Surabaya ngurus ini sebentar kan. But as it turned out, it was so good. So we can have today. Saya bisa laporan ke bos-bos saya di sini. So anyway, thank you very much for suggesting all that, and we should just sit and dedicate for a while. Kemudian we talk about mundane things, about causality, the law of this. The nature of mind is clear and aware. Therefore, everything that we experience, the sum total of that makes up our lives. These experiences that we experience is the cause of whatever we do last time, and just by thinking in the most orthodox way, we keep repeating the same way of looking at things. No wonder we always experiencing the same result. And since all the things that we experience can only give us temporary happiness, never lasting and useful happiness, so whatever we do at the end always only bringing affliction in our mind. Even if we do things with good intention, it seems that our life always full of disappointment, even though we know the purpose of this life. In our heart we still have fear, even if we dedicate our life to serve others, many, many times we feel sadness in our heart. It is because we look at things differently. So, at this stage, with our knowledge, our wisdom, and all our merit that we accumulate, we know that whatever we experience, it's not because we are bad people. All our sadness is not because we are greedy. All our fright, our fear, is not that we don't want to help others. And why we feel jealous is not that because we are greedy. But somehow we still feel all that. So, good motivations, while it's very important, obviously not enough. Tantra, the highest teaching that's given by Lord Buddha, teach us how to place the mind correctly, how to go one step further. Once we know all that, the basis of how to become happy, we go one step further, which is bringing in, mapping out, doing a game plan for our lives or our existence. How should we think? How should we work? To put the mind into that position. This is what we try to do by learning Tantra, the most holy, the most beautiful teaching. That's why it's called De Lam, which is the path, easy path. It's not really easy. And to do that, we require a lot of merit and a lot of wisdom. So, whatever merit that we have accumulated so far, obviously will be required to understand Tantra. So because of that, gladly, we give all this merit away. So for anybody who we thought never have a chance to even have this kind of teaching, our parents, our friends, our neighbors, I think, give it to them without even any feeling of attachment, because they need it. They need it. So we dedicate all this merit that we accumulate so far without any hesitation. We fully give away to all those people, all those beings, from amoeba, bacteria, all the way to all deva, and everybody in between, so that whoever need can have this kind of merit. Now, we are so fortunate in this life. While we do not have the karma to meet Lord Buddha Sakyamuni, we, by our karma, met the representation that actually, by the way, they are everywhere. Not only in Jokang, they are everywhere. Buddhas are always everywhere in Buddha Sattvas, but this particular representation of Lord Buddha, the holy body of Lord Buddha, and we are able to make offering from the depth of our heart, that whatever we say today with the words of truth, that will be materialized, that from now on our life would be totally protected, that our mind would be totally clear, that may we have the courage, and that merit we also give it to everybody. And by doing that, we make a commitment to quickly achieve enlightenment, because we can't stand, we can't bear to see our mom, our dad, our friends, they are still suffering, doing so many, many, many useless things. They fight, they worry, they always dissatisfied, and the problem looks so big, so huge, and yet if you see it, those problems are not even problem, totally just a play of your mind. So this kind of this dedication, we do it really with a with real intention and real feeling, without any hesitation, so that we will quickly achieve that primordial state, ultimate state of existence, which is the commitment to have always radiance and joy in our mind. Gewadi nyududa glama sangi drukyune drowa chigyang ma lupa deyizala kubasho sangjub senjo prempo chse makika kikyu che geba nyampa me bayang gongi gongi bewa sho Gewadi kewa kon sonam yese so so zeng sonam yese lejungwe dambo kunyi jompa sho. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha.
Project, what else do you need?
I'll talk to you. What you need is a lot of merit and wisdom. And wisdom. Tapi sebetulnya kalau bisa di print ya, this one.
Bisa dipilih kelasnya di bawah halangan.
Saya bisa pilih yang apa related to that anyway. Kita mau makan di mana? Where do we?
Now, then, you see, empowerment. The real empowerment. Ini saya diterangin empowerment. It takes almost 1 hour at the histories. But Glenn Mullen wrote this book. But oh, by the way, for that I promise him something, which maybe you can help. He has translated Lalita Vistara Sutra. He wants to use as an illustration yang di Borobudur ukirannya, dan juga dia translated the Samanta Bhatra's prayers, also the story in Borobudur. Dia kepengen dapat apa scanningnya dari Van Erp photograph, the original Dutch who took the photograph. Nggak tahu dari mana adanya ini. Van Erp itu di 1890 something like that, at the end of 19th century.
Delayed
another. Even if we have to buy, let's buy it for him, you know. So, because he's already written that thing, it's going to be the most amazing, because it's exploration of Kings of Prayers, and if we can contribute on that, that will be good. I promise. At least I said that, so I keep my promise. And so there's two sets. The first level, which is the birth of the Buddha, he wrote the story. Now, this story would be rather different. Karena ini based on the poem written by first His Holiness Gendun Drukpa, the first Dalai Lama. He's actually translated that based on that poem telling about the history of the Buddha. Now, of course, it's very different looking at it from the Mahayana point of view. You know, so you'll be told that Lord Buddha inside the stomach is not in the womb, but in this pagoda made of total lights. When later on he came out, a lot of Brahmas come and then took the pagodas up to the heaven, and now it's still there, the throne. You know, this is the kind of fantastic, real, perceptional story about this. You know, it's amazing. Then, waktu Lord Buddha keluar, he said, "Look at me, I'm the best." You know, he said like, and then he walked, take 7 steps on each direction, and then how this, monk that cried to see Lord Buddha, you know, and when the king asked, "Why did you cry?" and he said, "Look, I could see my own life ended before the wheel it was turned, so I will miss this," you know. So this is the kind of the first, His Holiness the first Dalai Lama wrote this poem. Glenn translated that, and he wanted to use this as a thing. Oh, anyway, by the way, the structures of the panitia, urusan panitia ini udah terbentuk kan? Udah kan? Believe that it will work. It will be okay. It will be good. Anyway, so I continue the story. So Glenn was saying, he explained to me about Glenn Mallon is of the opinion bahwa praktek sutra dan tantra ini memang lain. And if you think about it, it's true. Kamu gak bisa praktek sutra and praktek tantra at the same time. You can't do it. Your mindset is different. The sutra mindset, Lord Buddha said, this is suffering. This unenlightened life is suffering. Potua Center people is very good in saying that. Life is suffering, you know. Yenjin apal, Sinta apal, you know. We always say life suffering, right? Suffering is sick, it's suffering. The Tantra way of thinking is totally the opposite. Everything is sacred, it's perfect. I'm perfect, you all perfect. My environment is perfect. Hang on a minute, which one is true? It's the pen thing, right? It's the pen thing. So Glenn Mallon started by saying that. You see, kamu lihat pagi-pagi lihat wajah kamu di kaca, and you say, "I look awful. You know, my hair is not the right." Oh, sekarang Sinta rambutnya lumayan kan, udah nggak begitu. Even Liana, the hair is already slightly longer. Then when So your way of thinking is different. Your attitude is different. If you think as a tantrika, your outlook is different. The way you do things is different. And we will. So, no. Anyway, the more detailed explanation we talk about it tomorrow. But you see, if you really think about that, then what make you jump from "this is suffering" into "I'm perfect"? Oh, Glenn told me the story. Siang itu mereka grup mereka ke Potala Pals. Potala is kita Dharma, you usually the one organize apa kalau tour segala macam, kami yang organize. Dharma Yatra. We should really organize. No, truly, we should go to Tibet. No, really, we really must. Entah mulai besok kamu nabung atau gimana, we really have to go. It's just I don't know, I'm still very much influenced by that, you know. Meta tanya, kalau dihitung ya, the last 10 days mungkin tidur saya cuma few hours, you know, and this is quite true. Don't worry about taking notes, just listen to it.
Saya mau pamit sebentar, tapi nanti I'll join you again for dinner.
Okay, sure.
Mau gimana dinnernya?
Huh?
Because ada sharing. Saya ada.
Oh, sure. Sharing. Sure. Di mana?
It's a sweet group of apa lintas agama gitu, tapi very sincere and very interesting.
Good. Di mana?
Di it's 5 minutes from tempatnya Ibu Lili. And they love the meditations that I gave them a copy because they asked that they meditasi apa the guided meditation and they really like it very much.
Oh, good.
Dan mereka ingin kapan-kapan if possible.
Besok.
They can come gitu kapan-kapan.
Oh. That sounds like a good title for a song. Kapan-kapan. Okay. Right. I don't know. Anyway, we'll keep in touch. Anyway. Keep in touch. Yeah. Guido, if you talk about lintas agama, you know, try not to talk about agama. You know, just briefly. Kamu jam berapa meetingnya? Oh, udah.
Tapi biasanya jam 5 seperempat.
Yeah, just briefly, since you're going to talk about that, I jump into that. What is actually the purpose of life? You start with that. You know, we all know that. Kamu beragama atau enggak beragama, you really want to just be happy. Right? Now, okay, happy itu kamu bisa apa definisinya macam-macam kan? Beli baju baru, you give happiness. You know. Makan nasi soto, it gives happiness to do that. But you know that if you depend on the outside, on the material thing, that happiness is a lot easier to go. Nasi soto, baju, jelas. Happiness about mind lasts a little longer. Tapi itu pun juga gone very quickly. This particular happiness that we're talking about. Misalnya, you watch the sunset. It's beautiful. It lasts you forever. Sebab kadang-kadang you think of the sunset, you feel happy. Right? Now, we're not talking about religion yet. No, no. In fact, don't talk about religion. Buddhism, if you can, put it in the closet. If you lintas agama, talk about just basic thing about this human thing. Kemudian, kalau benar-benar material cannot make you happy, mental is also no temporary, tapi you know what is actually the one that the real cause that make you happy and make you unhappy. It has something to do with your mind, right? I want that green shirt. I don't want that red trousers. I want nasi soto. I hate nasi gudeg. It's always something to do with your mind. So we try material things. Kita coba kan? Kita tambah terus kan? Nak kalau baju punya dua, beli lagi dua. So you think you are happier, and all never get you anywhere. But the thing that you can use is your mind. So material di dunia udah terbukti. Di Amerika kalau memang benar by definition hanya depend on the materials, they all full of happy people. No, they full of lunatics. Even the president. You know. So. Proven materials don't give you anything. Okay, then you have to use your mind. Now, mind, also forget about religion, forget about theory, forget about the thing. You know there is a different thing. Antara misalnya, saya bilang, oh, I hate you. You know, you face frown and say, I really hate you. Or when you say, oh, I like you. You know, hi, good morning, to a customer officer. You know that. There is a big difference when you negative feeling and there is positive feeling. Still not talking about religion, right? When you're talking about caring, tolerance, kindness, love, and all this, never make you feel bad, does it? Tapi terusannya ini loh kadang-kadang. I love you, I want to own you. So if I can't get it, I go like that. It's got nothing to do with love. It is the one that you want to grasp. It's the one that can do that. Tapi the love itself, obviously good feeling. Makanya feeling pun, kamu bisa tahu yang mana negatif, yang mana positif kan? So you know that. And it's got something to do with your mind. So materials, if you want to accumulate material, then kamu sekolah MBA, kamu apa spekulasi saham, kamu ngerampok bank, everything to do with material things to make you happy, but you know it doesn't work. So on this hand, you have to try to use your mind. Now, the problem, the mind is so undisciplined. So how in now it comes. So what is the technique to fix the mind? How is the technique to fix the mind? okay, caranya macam-macam, teorinya begini-begini. No, no, no. Sebelum kamu ngomong teori-teori, mind ini harus kita pertajam, you know, the mind, make it sharp, the mind, make it focus, make it more powerful, the mind. Now, this is why we train what we call meditation. Now, jadi seperti compassion, seperti kindness, seperti ini, to be good person, to be have that good feeling, nggak usah jadi orang yang beragama kan? Yeah. We heard it di Australia. This person is so caring, you know, it's a very Christian thing to do. BS. You know, you don't have to be. No, Buddhist study. You know, you don't have to be. You don't have to be a religious person to be kind. You know, even monkeys can be kind. They are. You know, even chicken are very kind, you know, to the kids and all this. You know, so kindness does not involve, does not come out from religion. Nah, kenapa kok ada religion? His Holiness mengatakan, nggak mungkin religion ini ada kalau nggak ada dasarnya yang compassionate heart, yang loving kindness ini. Religion ini hanya nerusin ini ya kan, mengembangkan ini, menuntun ini menurut cara yang sesuatu cara yang mereka pikir. Tapi kalau nggak ada ininya, forget religion. Yang ada mungkin black magic, mungkin yang ada segala macam. Karena ya, jadi dia bilang this bit ini do not come from religion. Compassion, loving kindness, and what we talk about, it's basic human value. This is what His Holiness said. And I like you to share this message. Buddhism make a big difference, acknowledges that the basic human value does not belong to any religion. It's innate, not inherent. It's innate. Innate, I just explained to Sinta. Innate itu artinya when the condition and all these things right, that come up automatically. You see, di mana jika kondisi dan situasinya benar, itu dengan sendirinya itu akan muncul. Makanya semuanya innate, not inherent. Udah dari sononya memang iya, cuma artinya bukan dari sononya, itu dari dulunya ada. Tapi innate itu, if everything is correct, if the condition memungkinkan, things will appear. Basic human value. Seorang ibu yang melahirkan, innate in that mother to really care. Yeah, and to really care, and it's really innate in you. Kita, when we are born without fangs, without the things innate in us, this hand, it's so nice to caress people, that as well as you can hit. Tapi juga it's so nice when you touch. Hi, how are you? Don't worry, you'll be alright. You know, this it's innate in you. Nggak usah pakai religion kan. Nah, to sharpen the mind also has nothing to do with religion. Meditation absolutely has nothing to do with religion. Buddha bilang, memang yang kata-katakan di Buddhist apa kerjakan, that is also just one of them that doing that. Dari dulu orang itu selalu merenung kan, selalu thinking and all this thing, and do meditation. So meditation strip that religion thing. It wasn't even a Buddhist things. It's just some of the Buddhists do it. But the Catholic can do it, the Muslim can do it. It doesn't matter. So this sharpening the mind based on this compassion is basic human value. Then to achieve, to do things with later on, you know that whatever we do, if we direct it towards others, then you'll be good. Give you happiness. Jadi sharpening the mind is good. Makanya that is the message I really like you to. Terusannya, then basically meditation, there's two types, right? First is the one that you want to calm your mind and then to make your mind sharp, right? That is, so to make it calm and all that. But it's good when you're doing it. But when you are out of that situation, you come back to your normal again. Then it, this one take you forever if you change that. Tapi there is another type of meditation, the second type, which use the basic human power of the mind, which is your mind. Kalau kita bisa sending people to the moon, when we can't even control our mind, something wrong sebetulnya. In between, there is a technique of how to control the mind, right? Mulainya dengan misalnya kamu lihat jam aja, tik 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 tik, you know, just to concentrate for 10 seconds you can't do it. So the mind need to be training. But untuk doing that, then you do analytical meditation using your mind. The second bit is using reason. Why I do this? Why do this? When you feel like you're compassionate, but this is going to be too long because I promise you for 10 minutes. But basically, it's not about religion, you see. When you say compassion, kamu pikir, I, you know, dari tadi seharian, a nice thing happened, but also few things make you almost cry, you know. Said, because for Dharma, I use value air. You see, a lot of this tenaga kerja dari Singapura pulang. Saya dengar mereka ngomong, yang satu pulang karena sakit. Yang satu benar-benar di-drop pos ya, sesudah 9 months. She was just with, yeah, just being put there, packed, delivered that, bought her ticket, go home. And they were talking, and yet none of them crying, none of the thing doing. So tough, make you feel. She could not even read di 30 tempat duduknya. She couldn't even read what it means, you know. I felt, no, oh, you know, how do you do this? You know, how do you help? And these people, you know. And so, if you analyze, if you think, kalau kamu hanya pada suatu hari shopping nerangin ke saya bahwa di Medan banyak sekali apa orphanage, you know, remember shopping saya, oh, saya pikir kasihan generasi ping-ping. Kalau bisa jangan pakai kasihan. You know, you are not better off. Saya bilang, kita pun enggak better, cuma slightly better than the one spectrum. Kamu pilihnya. Cuma kalau nantinya kamu pikir bahwa mereka kondisinya seperti kita juga, bahwa whatever you do, this is suffering, right, at that level. Now, still not Buddhist, just acknowledge that. Then you develop sympathetic feeling, empathy, and feeling you and I the same. You have the right to be happy, I'm the right to be happy. Saya di stop customer officer bilang, Pak, ini sudah kadaluwarsa, harus bayar value visa on arrival because I don't have any rupiah, you know, biasanya saya kasih rupiah kan. Tulisannya di sini di issue itu tanggal 6 Juni, tanggal ini tanggal 11 Juni kan. Tapi kan di situ tulis ini valid 90 days, sesudah sampai pertama valid 360 days. Saya masuk di sini pertamanya September kan. Harusnya masih valid kan? No, ini di sini Pak. Ya, yeah, I know I. This is a argument kan. Terus akhirnya semua datang. They become so nice, believe it or not. They even take my bag, accompany me, nganterin, pass through the things. Anyway, I won't tell you what happened to them, karena ini the buruk. Because of this, if you have compassion at heart, you know their position, you know that why they do this, you say, how can I help? Nggak lagi kasihan kan? You really share with them. So, because based on reason, based on this valid reason, that's why compassion and love is stronger than hate. It's stronger than greed. It's stronger than jealousy. His Holiness, untuk kalian yang ke Australia itu mesti ingat apa Xiaoping, si Sinta, Calvin. His Holiness say, because it has valid reason. Karena kalau kasihan, it's only emotion. Maka kalau orangnya lalu bertingkah, kasihan kamu out of the window. You know, kalau kamu cuma merasa, oh, saya kasihan sama dia. If he doesn't show any appreciation, he stop, thank you. Cuma dua kali, kok enggak tiga kali? Bias dulu tiga kali, sekarang dua kali. Lain kali kamu temu, oh, kamsiah. Sekali, kok cuma sekali. Lama-lama kamu, oh, ini orang enggak tahu budi. You know, it's still, but you know why? Because if it's anything based on reason, then become very strong. Makanya, analytical meditation is much stronger base than single-pointed looking at your breathing. You know, it's okay when you're doing it. Tapi dua-dua ini dibutuhkan kan? Tambatan, right, Wilson? You need to develop all these things. So this thing here, please emphasize to them. Jadi compassion, love things. It's very strong. It has a valid base. It's very strong. Hatred and all this thing obviously don't, because you can see that's based on something that is wrong. Your mind want to be calm, to be able to improve your mind. You improve your mind, which is meditation. What is meditation all about? It's just that, to try to use the mind better, which has got nothing to do with religion. It's actually the value of everybody. Then you have to find this technique, this thing. Then really, it's just to make people achieve what they always want. Cuman sekarang enggak urusan pingin baju hijau atau celana merah, tapi you really want to just have that happiness. So you know, because material thing you can't do that. Kalau diurut, kamu hanya ingin this kind of it has something to do with your mental satisfaction, mental happiness. So that, you see, so at this level, you say, look, it's don't, terutama kalau lintas agama ya, don't underline the difference. Don't even underline the similarity. Go to basic, and then there is not even a difference in the beginning. Basic human value.
Universal.
Huh?
Is it universal
value? Not only universal, multiversal. You know, it's the very reason of existence. Not only universal, it's the cannibals. Yang mau makan seorang, when you see somebody, you say, "Woo, what a nice person," you know, pengen makan kan, the cannibal. But isn't the, still the value is want to be happy, you know? Kamu udah mikir lihat, kalau lihat, mungkin lihat Guido udah enggak ketarik kan, kurus kering gitu waktu tadi. Looking at me, maybe, oh well, wow, you know, it's nice. Itu kalau di Abon enak kali kalau really. But then the basic thing is the same. Anyway, Guido, if you have to go, you go. But I like you to stress that everything. Nah, nanti kalau kamu pikir, so jangan jadi religion, straight become Buddhas, you know. Itu pesan sponsor terakhir. Anyway, I'll see you tonight. Tapi jangan apa, jangan takut gitu. You say, look, bukannya kita main ini di sini. Buddhism is what, Buddha Dharma is what. The effort of somebody who has achieved perfection in trying to help others who decided to want to achieve perfection. So it can be anything. Can be Christianity, can be Sufism, can be communism. Mao Zedong do it that just because he think you achieve happiness like that. So follow me, you know. Don't follow Chiang Kai-shek. And that's how it, you know, so
not valid-based.
Never valid-based. Not valid-based, because it's wrong. You see, you go like that. Anyway, please go. Don't let them wait. I know you don't feel like going, but go.
Yeah, I love this thing.
No, but that's good. You do that. You just surfing that. No, I just, saya ingin pesan itu aja.
Oh, yeah.
Then once we do gone, we talk about empowerment. No, please go. And I think what you do is the
okay,
thing.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll see. I'll repeat that tomorrow. Okay. No, it's not working, you know.
Seriously.
Okay. See you later. Anyway, where were we? Oh. Terus intinya begini. We should not talk too much, otherwise Guido will miss a lot. Nah, empowerment ini to belong, right? To belong, he's heard that. So we just talk this point. We won't talk anything. Kemudian yang lain chit-chat aja, mengenai ayam goreng atau this anything. But it's just doing it. You see, when you want to belong, you always belong, you know. You always feel that you belong to somebody, to something, and all this. Nah, empowerment itu at the basic level make you to belong. Nah, tapi sebenarnya the real empowerment ini in the olden days, ya, not in the modern days, in the olden days, maksudnya 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, no, or even 100 years ago, di Tibet, di India, di mana nggak ada empowerment ini yang diberikan in people this many, never. You do one to one. You given empowerment itu nama, there are four type, four level. Anyway, I promise not to talk about the other one. We'll talk about it tomorrow. This empowerment, ini misalnya kamu di empower, the first empowerment ini namanya vast empowerment. Empowerment ini bahasa Sanskertanya apa?
Abhisheka.
Abhisheka. Apa vast ini apa? Bumpa. Namanya apa ya? Oh, Sanskritnya kok lupa sih. Bukan kedi jambangan kan? Tapi namanya kok jambangan gitu, not so nice. But anyway, that's what it means. Tapi what it means itu di jambangan ini sebetulnya kata dikatakan ada 4 tingkat, tapi sebetulnya 11. 11 states of initiation. Dulu caranya orang initiation, you are given the first stage of the first initiation pass, you know, very short, and then okay, see you later. Just the first one, few minutes, busy game, then see you later. Then you do that for, they say, if you are sharp, you do it in a year.
If not,
then take you forever until you see it again. You know, ini just one. Assuming that 11 kamu so fast, it takes 1 year. There are 4 initiation, you know. Dan tambah lama tambah sukar the initiation. Dan gak ada initiation ini yang sebelum kamu master one side given the next, karena it's totally useless. Apalagi sekarang ini di tahun 2005, kalau kamu baca Shambhala catalog or the Snow Lion catalog, full of advertisement, this lama come and give this initiation in 3 days, $175. The other lama on special, $125, got 2 initiations plus 3 mantra transmission. The other one will say, no, for $90 you can book for any time, day in, day out, for a year, attend any initiation anywhere. Very sad. Jadi sebetulnya Lama Zopa Rinpoche give you real initiation, real imitation. That's how initiation done. Tapi really, it's not about the purpose of this thing. Bukannya kena, this what Lama Zopa given. Tadi Sinta tanya, apa kita sudah siap benar-benar? Yes, of course. More, kamu lebih dari siap sebetulnya. Tapi this empowerment, it will be a blessing. It will be, even though you have to think it's a real initiation, because it will change your life. Sebab jika kamu udah dapat this environment, you belong to this new family, to this the entire almost a different race, bukan lagi Chinese, bukan lagi setengah Jerman, bukan lagi apa Jawanese thing, bukan Indonesian. No, you belong to this enlightening family. You belong to this Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You belong to this perfect being. That is what you're signing up for. Makanya so important to do that. If it's understood correctly, you see. But if you don't understand it correctly, you need just one more label. You walk like Heruka. Kamu tahu artinya Heruka? Heruka ini apa? A Buddha figure yang not so fierce. They call it semi fierce, you know. Tapi apa? Agak kelihatan. Biasanya this initiation itu Buddha figurnya namanya Heruka Chakrasamwara. Mr. and Mrs. Chakrasamura. That's what we going to be talking. Tapi this is just the touch. The one that Rinpoche think is very good for us. Jika kita dapat Anuttara Yoga Tantra, what it means in our mind, we are given this power now to think that way. The reality that you can think that way. Makanya empowerment sebetulnya yang enggak mungkin diberikan sebagai orang ini, it will be possible for Potoa Center. We have to make it possible for Potoa Center. By doing what? Firstly, by making this committee members, yes, it's true. Tapi mainly about your mind, about your understanding what this empowerment is all about. Jadi empowerment this time, itu benar-benar kalau kamu, if you want to be realistic, saya bukan begini ini to disappoint you, no. But you have to be realistic. As far as you understand, kalau dulu pun with that kind of thing, empowerment one by one, and one part take 1 year, you know. The fastest empowerment, the whole complete things, yang kalau kamu bisa itu mungkin 4 or 5 years. Sebab tantra is not about knowledge, no longer about knowledge, no longer about this is suffering and serving others and all that. You have to do that first so you can understand this, which maybe tomorrow I will try to explain to you. Tapi this way of thinking is about experience. Glenn Mullen make a very interesting comment. Now let me ask you, why, kenapa kok Lama Sopa dan Roger di mana-mana cerita mengenai kalian? What makes Potoa Center difference? Toh kalian enggak terkenal kan, kamu punya wihara aja enggak kan? Orang Singapura bayarnya this, you know, the land is 3 million in another cost 4 million to do it, 7 million, 7 story. I say, well, I rejoice in my heart. I feel so proud of you. Klesa, klesa. You know, I'm so attached to you, you see. So I'm so proud of you. I said, hampir ngomong sih, di Potoa kita miskin semua, but you know, in our heart we got Dharma. Why? One big difference. You, because of, and I must say, it's from my heart, you know, and that's why I'm proud of you in that sense, that with all the difficulty, with all the challenge, you make Dharma experiential. You make it into experience in your life. That's why it changes your life. That's why it helps you to live. That's why it makes you a better person. That's why you can taste, you can smell, you can see real happiness. That's the difference. Not just a knowledge, not just a trapping, bukan bungkusannya, bukan deliverynya, but it is in your heart. Kamu kalau SMS saya, if you talk to me, and the way you do it today, you convince me that even though like that, you still with devotion, you still with commitment do this kind of thing. This is amazing. The difference is because of your experience. Makanya Potoa ini lain dari the whole FBMT. No, I'm not saying the whole, but Rinpoche said, of all the FBMT centers, Rinpoche say was inspired. The reason why Rinpoche want to come here, I asked Roger, I told you, yeah, the story. Roger said, I asked straight to Roger, why do you think you want to go to Indonesia? Because there's Rinpoche was so inspired. He, Roger used that word, inspired by you. That you have Dharma in your heart, the experience. Glenn Mullen told me a story. You know Kalu Rinpoche?
Kalu Rinpoche? From Karmapa.
Yeah. Beautiful, fantastic teacher. I have the books and reading that. Beautiful. Teaching Mahamudra. Teaching about all about this knowledge, about the thinking. Beautiful. When he eventually he was in under the Chinese ruler, he was jailed. When he came out, they are teaching in the world. Within 4 or 5 years, Kalu Rinpoche make 115 Dharma centers. 115. They spread everywhere. Fantastic. And then Kalu Rinpoche, 4 years, 3 years ago, passed away. No, four and a half years ago, passed away. From 115 Dharma centers, now it's only three left. Sure, you're talking about devotion. Sure, you're talking about faith. Sure, you're talking about your dharma. But if you haven't got it experienced, selama kamu belum tanam di benak kamu, selama kamu belum punya that dharma in your heart, punya center juga percuma. It's another label. Daripada kamu belong to another tennis center, tennis club, you belong to a dharma club. Ah, untuk pendekatan semua, ya okay, let's rame-rame belajar lamrim. Oh kamu, you can, kamu bisa aja ngoceh segala macamnya. Oh kamu small scope, medium scope, cinema scope. No, no, it's you know you, but it's no point, no point. So the way you do it, to experience. Now Sinta asked me, kita ini benar-benar ready atau enggak? And guess what Tantra is? Tantra is 100% experience. Tapi kamu enggak akan bisa tahu this experience ini unless you are explained. Unless you, kamu harus dibarengin. Tapi at the end, it's about experience. Sinta today tests me a lot. She said, oh, different between udah jam degan, tanya ini generation stage atau completion stage, ini apa sih? Well, generation stage, you pretend. Pura-pura aja. And then completion stage, you become. Untuk pretend, kenapa kok harus diizinin? Nah, kalau kamu pretend into something wrong, but you don't pretend to be something wrong, do you? No. Every day of our lives, every moment of our life, we pretend to be somebody wrong, something wrong. Apa yang kita, what you think about Teddy, but we are pretending to be that. We are pretending with it. Namanya shouting, namanya Wilson, you know, hunger. This, we pretend. Sebab, why do I say that? Sebab every day you have to recreate yourself. You have to convince yourself that Yan Chin ini orangnya begini, begini, begini. The moment you let loose, kamu ketakutan. Wui, where am I? No, kamu harus grasp again. Kamu pretend. So it's you're very expert in generation stage. Cuman kali ini, you are asked to pretend based on wisdom. So we will talk like that. Makanya sekarang, so the tantra that we're talking about has nothing to do. Well, we will one day I hope that we mature enough. We'll talk about how love, desire almost, nafsu, you know, or anger, or you know, this two things, you know, this the terrific, the ketakutan, you know, anger, how we tap that anger, this immense energy yang kamu, atau the sexual energy, then we have to tap that. But maybe jump too much if we talk about that. Then you see the whole tantra is about your mind. You're making a game plan with your mind. That's what tantra is all about. Biasanya you leave it, kamu living day to day, you say, right, I'm going to be a good person, I'm going to serve others, and then the rest of them, you totally out of control, your karma keep coming in. Kalau saya ketemu kalian dulu in a good mood, sekarang kita ketemu lagi, we continue the same karma. I say, you all look nice and you all smiling. I say, guy, and then go like this. If you hate that person, the next day you meet that person again, I say, oh, not that person again. You know, you already said that. You know, and kalau kamu makan begini, you always want to ngotak-ngotakan kan? It's really us. You know, I'll talk again tomorrow about this kind of in that sense. Sebetulnya what I was going to say to what we're going to discuss tomorrow is more or less the elaboration on this, and then I'll leave a lot of chance for you to talk. So believe me that what you miss really what we're talking about is about experience thing. Dan kalau nantinya empowerment itu to give you this, itu don't expect any miracles, no voodoo. no tricks, nggak ada kamu lalu bisa jalan di atas, you know, it's really not that. Atau kamu karena ini semi wrathful deity itu kalau kata gitu, apa nakut-nakutin orang, it's not about that, but it's about thinking some of the aspect of your mind and you want to tap that. Can you imagine Shanti half wrathful, you know? Cannot, she's smiling all the time, you know. Kalau Liana mungkin bisa kan setengah wrathful. Tapi to maybe some of you maybe cannot be a Heruka. Yeah, so that is what we're gonna talk about tomorrow. Don't ask any question yet. You think about that, and then if you ask, you ask tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'm gonna tell you talking about a different thing. Kamu harus pulang jam berapa sih? Ada yang harus pulang aja kan? Everybody. Oh, everybody. We really have to go for dinner, right? Ah, that's good. Siapa yang kalau jam mati, it's good kan? Enggak apa. Anyway, I tell you, mungkin enggak tahu, mungkin lebih baik sekarang atau besok. Tapi sekarang, because this is most of you being here. As you know, I went to Tibet because of Lama Sopa asked me to do certain things, right? To do this thing, and it's still early days yet, but I think it's going to be incredible, and I think it's just going to be incredible. And di salah satu one of the tengger, the commentary. Di Tibetan commentary ada semacam prophecy bahwa after 400 years atau gimana there will be a statue of Guru Rinpoche that built that facing the Potala. And when we saw the land, guess where the statue is going to face? It's the Potala. Fantastic. And really, kalau kamu standing di sana dari kejauhan kelihatan Potala di atas bukit. Gitu. Anyway, di Tibet waktu saya, it's quite interesting. Saya berangkat karena going cheap, you know. I travel. There is this new airline called Value Air, murahnya luar biasa kan. Saya berangkat dari Australia jam 11:55 tengah malam gitu. That's why when you SMS me, I was answering many people, but I was after that I say, oh, look, good night, Dad. I better be, sebab besoknya there is some more important things to do. Saya sampai di Singapura jam 5 pagi mendaratnya. Tapi flight berikutnya ke Chengdu itu jam 10:40. Kan saya tunggu di airport, and I couldn't sleep with this. Terus Hong Bun, saya bersama Hong Bun is mungkin is 9-10 years older than me, dari Singapura, juga board director of FPMT. Lama Sopa minta dia untuk ikut saya. Dia arsitek juga, apa, cuman dia sering ke China juga, and very conversant, ngomong begini. Anyway, I tell you what, he's a guru for me, you know, to see, the familiar way of thinking, but I, bukannya sombong, but I feel that that sounds like eons ago. I think that way, you know. And compared to you, some of the one he says and all that. So bukannya saya nyombongin, no, I could see mine. Padahal Hong Bun udah belajar puluhan tahun Dharma, you know. So he's a Rinpoche in the 70s, I think. So anyway, make me again, you know, very proud of you that the one that you could do it. This anyway, Hong Bun. And I, we left Singapore, arrived in Chengdu, and then that night we had to stay one night in Chengdu. And then it was funny because the one who delivered the ticket was just like one of you, you know. So Hong Bun talked them into take us for dinner, you know. as you know, Chengdu is the capital for Sichuan province. So I said to Ong Bun, oh, look, don't eat in a hotel. Let's ask her to find something that is very nice in the Chengdu. There is a street, you've been here, a very beautiful street, you know, with traditional architecture, and you know, banyak restoran, tea house, and all of this. Very, very, very Chinese. So we went in the restaurant. Oh, if you want to talk about being hot, steamboat kan? Tapi saya untuknya minta dua macam biasanya. On one side is the hot one. On this side it's just white looking, and on the hot one is actually oil and chili and chilies and chilies and chilies and chilies. And then it's boiled, you know. And then you dip everything in this oil, and then you given this bowl full of sesame oil and garlic and all that, that you mix, and then you dip your meat, and then you eat it like that, you know. So you dip it in oil, from oil you dip it in oil again. But the first oil was so hot. This one here, pertamanya saya nggak tahu cara makannya kan, makanya orang-orang kan pelan-pelan di dip itu and mix me. Rupa-rupanya waktu dip in the sesame oil is make it cool, you know, make it cool. Berikutnya teman ini orang dari Semarang, orang Jawa ini repot sekali, nggak ngerti caranya. Makan kecepet kan, still hot, and hot things. Dan lama saya nggak berasa I bit into this chili. I don't think it's normal chili, you know. It must be from lower realm. So hot, so hot. Avicii chili, you know, it is really this short, fat, and red, and hot. Anyway, the point was, all that I didn't have much sleep, and that. Tapi untungnya, sampai di Lhasa, Hong Bun kau, you know, 3 days. He ended up, he's very sick, and I'm having to put a drip, infus gitu, sampai karena memang luar biasa, 3600 meter kan di atas. Saya naik tangga di tingkat dan di sana benar-benar I kid you not, jual oksigen on the bottle. Benar, diputer gitu. Pakai di sini. Benar, mereka jual oksigen. Cuma ada beberapa caranya sebetulnya. Cuma terus Glenn Mullen told him, give him, cuma dia enggak nurut sih. Siangnya terus besoknya benar-benar kau muntah-muntah, dan orang bisa mati loh di sana. You can then, but Tibet is just anyway. From the airport, 1.5 hours ke Lhasa, dari airport ke Lhasa, and you pass through, well, one of the river is Brahmaputra, the one that come all the way to Pakistan, and one of these holy river, beautiful, beautiful, white kanan kirinya all the mountain, except not green, karena kering sekali kan di sana, tinggi. And in the distance itu you see snow cap, tapi even in summer like this, kita jalan, dan halfway antara airport ke Lhasa, the first stop was in the first monastery that we stopped. We got picked up, ini orang Itali, Luca Corona, he used to be a monk, dan he is very knowledgeable in Indian. He speaks very fluent Tibetan. He translates for His Holiness before, and then he disrobe. He's got 2 kids now, so he accompanies us. It is Massimo's brother, you know. So he I've met him before, but we talk a lot about the business, and then he stopped halfway in this thing, and this is a place called Netang, that this Dromalakang, meaning the temple of Tara, the first monastery that we stopped. And I didn't know, and no, truly I was so moved. This is the place where Lama Atisha started, and within, I still have goosebumps, you know. And I don't know why, from that point on I always have all of you in my mind. So whatever I do, you are with me, you know. And it's really, I just think that this is, you know, where Lama Atisha was. And then they show me inside the way you do it in the monastery is that you say to the monk, and then you do you buy some, not buy you get some kata, you do few, because Tibetan monastery, it's just amazing, amazing. You know, some of them, the old one is pretty dark and all this, but everywhere you can feel it. Tapi juga bukan, oh, you see monk yang apa, banyak monk yang ngamen kan, banyak monk yang minta duit and all this thing. Cuma, so if your mind thinking on this level, you full of just like normal tourist kan. Tapi kalau if you switch yourself and put your mind in the right place, it was amazing. This monastery, kemudian saya ditunjukkan ini dibungkus berdebu sih, kuning begitu, and that was the throne where Lama Atisha taught Bodhipatta Pratibha. This is right in there. Dan di sana saya ditunjukkan, karena namanya Drama Lakang, you know, Drama is Tara, Dewi Tara. Di sana ada apa, a representation of Tara, the one that Lama Atisha took with him all the time, right? Dia bawa tuh kan, satu Tara yang selalu tanya, this Tara talk to him, this Tara. Sorry? Yeah, this Tara talk to him and give him instruction. Maybe because of this, Dewi Tara, Mother Tara, eventually Lama Atisha decided to go to Tibet. Kalau Lama Atisha enggak ke Tibet, dia bisa hidupnya lebih panjang. Ini this particular lakang masih intact, enggak dihancurkan. Karena Nehru telpon Chu Enlai. Benar, karena bahwa ini apa, as you know, Lama Atisha is from Bengal. He's a Bengali, right? Dari, makanya sekarang waktu itu the Indian Prime Minister ask the Chinese Prime Minister, don't damage this. Makanya dilindungin. So beautiful. Dan inside that, this real Tara, and it's really the artwork, it's just magnificent. You can see it's alive. And then there is this, nah, di sini ini juga apa, it's very interesting. Then di sana di ini ada representation of Lama Atisha, you know. And this representation of this Lama Atisha, and of course, needless to say, Lama Tsongkhapa visited this place, you know. So it is. Lama Atisha yang carve itu salah satu disciple, dan hidungnya runcing, benar-benar looks like an Indian. Tapi sekarang kalau kita lihat potongan Lama Tsongkhapa, looks like Tibetan. It doesn't look like the original. So it's okay, you know, we change. Sebab ini enlightened being singular, tapi Tibetan. Dan di sana, kemudian seberang di sana ada suatu toko lagi, dan apa, satu choten, stupa. Stupa ini dulu apa, waktu Lama Atisha dikremated, they keep the ashes di sini. Mas sekarang sudah diambil the ashes and taken to Bengal, to Bangladesh, where it come from. Yang ada tinggal tempatnya gini kan. So when I was there, we came there, I was just so moved, you know. This is cremation of the one that, so the ground that you walk is the ground that Lama Atisha walk, you know. Just, and this is where we become Lojongpa, we become Lamrimpa, you know. This is where the source, ini sumbernya kan. And then I just cried, and I don't know, it's so nice. And dan waktu saya lihat, kita jalan lewat di seperti ladang begitu kan. And actually I have some of the photos. Mungkin kalau besok bisa kamu lihat di situ. Oh well, if you can, kamu bawa USB-nya. Apa? Saya enggak bawa kabelnya sih. Tapi kamu harus punya kabelnya kan, yang bisa dari sini ke kabel ke sana. Ini bisa langsung sih. Mm-mm. Kalau enggak di sini ada enggak ya? Kalau di Amerika kamu bisa print loh di sini.
Oh ada. Apa? Konica.
Di bawah.
Di print bisa dari kamera.
Kalau gitu di print aja di sini, CD-nya bisa lihat. Enggak, kalau memang bisa dibawa ya, kita nanti malam print aja. Paling enggak, it's just for us. Ya.
print foto maksudnya?
Enggak print, itu disk.
Oh, bisa mesti.
Dikod dia kalau di Amerika kodak segala macam, kamu bisa download that and harus ya, kamu harus pakai USB. Enggak ada kali.
Enggak ada.
Apa? Anyway, what I mean to Sinta, let me get that back. Kamu just help. Dan di sana foto di sana. Meta, kamu tolong pegang di sini ya. Dan apa? We were given this. Dan di sana banyak saja. You know, orang kasih offering saja di sini. Saya lihat begini kan. Apa? Then I ask Luca. Luca kan udah kemana-mana. Di Luca kan. It's di kok cacanya ini most unusual, you know. But to me, it was so clear what it was. Saya tanya Luca, do you see any other cacas like that everywhere? He said, no. Come to think of it, Salim, no. You know, it's only this. So banyak di sana bentuknya begini ini. The top end, 100% Borobudur. Semua orang yang kasih begini bentuknya, yang gede, yang di sini seperti kerutan, lalu atasnya memang tambah lama, tambah di stylize, but no doubt in my mind, lama tisha get them to make it like that. He thought it. Terus saya dikasih ini, this small one, which we can do this because the spirit macam begini. Don't you think looks like Borobudur? Ini ya ni semuanya. All this small one, terus the big stupa in the middle. Anyway, please, if you want, pass around. In this, in it. So this is from Lama Tisha's cremation ground. Then this cacatnya di. It is really amazing to me. Apa benar-benar this connection is very strong. Mendadak cuma 300-an kilometer kan? Jogja Jakarta kan? Jogja Jakarta enggak ada 300 ya? Anyway, we kan bentuknya seperti this polymer. Anyway, so that's one of the things. And how could I start? You know, tell you the story. And then saya datang ini hari Senin malam, Selasa pagi kan. Dan in the entire Tibet, according to the astrology, every Wednesday is the day you make offerings. Every Wednesday, setiap hari Rabu. So every Wednesday, by astrology, if you want to make special offering like that, it is they do it on Wednesday in every. Tapi tergantung juga mereka punya their own calendar and all this. Anyway, I went to many places, but what I was going to tell you was that then Tempala, the owner of the hotel where we stay, this is the person that helping Rinpoche getting this land to build this thing. And he's a Tibetan who is born in Nepal, and his wife, very very beautiful lady, her name is Achala. Unfortunately for me, I don't speak Chinese. He only speak Tibetan and Chinese, you know. So I you know, he said thank you. You know, she's very nice person. And Achala is the sister of Paljula. Paljula is the private secretary of His Holiness. So it's very, 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 very close, effect. So, see, we were saying that, but firstly, no, I cancel what I was going to say. But orang-orang dari ABC is very devoted. But being Singaporeans, they can't help themselves. They asked to bring diamond to be put into this Jawa Rinpoche. Jawa Rinpoche ni, tapi because of that, at least we all get the pair. Jawa Rinpoche ini deep both kaya. The legend has it bahwa orang yang creating the image of Lord Buddha representation of Lord Buddha yang sekarang di Mahabodhi Stupa ini ada dua. Satu yang di bawah, satu yang di atas, the second floor. Sekarang yang di atas tinggal throne-nya aja. Representation of the holy body of Lord Buddha was taken from Bodh Gaya and taken to China. Yeah, life size, big one, like this, taken to China. In the 12th century, the Tang Dynasty, Wenjin Konjok took that image because Wenjin Konjok marrying Songtsen Gambo, she brought that one, and also Songtsen Gambo, King Songtsen Gambo, married. Oh, he's got 9 queens. The other queens is as a Birkuti itu dari Nepal, and they also bring representation of Lord Buddha's holy body. Dan mereka masing-masing bikin this cathedral. Now, Raja Songtsen Gambo ini creating the place. Sebab with the help of Wenjin Konjok, this Princess Wenjin, dia tahu bahwa Princess Wenjin itu, I think it's much better than Lillian too. He could see the whole thing, and then they say the whole area itu kelihatannya seperti raksasa tiduran kelihatannya. Terus untuk ini dia harus bangun satu di hatinya, yang satu di mana, satu jadi enggak bisa gerak. Nah, this one here is Potala, yang di sini ini apa ya, yang satu ini bikin Jogang untuk dibikin untuk di sini, yang satu lagi Ramoce. Yang Ramoce ini this image of this yang dari Bodh Gaya yang dibawa oleh Wenjin Konjok ini ditaruh di Ramoce kecil. Terus yang dibikinkan Jogang, apa, the cathedral, the main temple, itu untuk the Chinese don't like this story, tapi this princess yang dari Nepal dibikinin lebih gede kan di Jogang. So, tapi at the advice of Wenjin Konjok bilang, di sini kamu harus bikin ini gitu untuk simpan this, tapi semuanya sama kan, it's all Lord Buddha, you know, so they go into that. Tapi because of this some security reason, taruh aja di situ, enggak apa-apa. So in during that, because of that security reason, they swap, karena yang obviously this representation from Bodh Gaya is the real McCoy, ya, kan ini kan lebih dimasukin di Jogang, yang dari Jogang dipindah. Makanya sekarang this representation of this Lord Buddha who are carved, which was carved by the person who sit. See, Lord Buddha himself, at least that's what the legend said, stay in Jogang. So that becomes very important. Kemudian Lama Tsongkhapa actually make an offering of putting the crown and then this shape, and then ini talking about you have to forgive me, I always feel funny telling this story because it's very Singaporean, very Singaporean. So the Singaporean ini apa, teian urunan kan, apa sharing untuk beli this diamond, you know. Hong Bun said to me, you know, it's 0.75 carat, you know. I said, abi kedengarannya 7.5 gitu ya, nggak taunya 0.75. Nah, kebetulan ibu saya ini biasa urusan diamond, you know. 0.75 is, if you look it really closely, you can see it. Quite big. Actually, quite. Please. Yeah. Ini cuma ngobrol-ngobrol kok. Enggak. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Kamu enggak ikut makan?
Kalau bisa nanti.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kalau yang butuh makan, kamu butuh makan. And then, no. Terus apa? Enggak, cuma. I shouldn't say that. Negative thought. No, cuma enggak. Cuma just. Oh, so funny. And then diapal. Udah diapalin. Ini salin 0.75 carat VVS1. VVS1 and and it's apalagi katanya no class iya class oh, apa gitu dia oh, v, yang saya ingat VVS pun gini-gini benar-benar oh, oh it's really good. Terus juga udah dicek sama lama sebar musik. Nah, ini pokoknya begini, kepengennya masangnya di urnanya. Yeah, I told him that don't think would be possible, you know. Tapi kan Lord Buddha kan pakai crown, you know, this particular thing. So if you can put into one the crown, people actually Lama Tsongkhapa made this crown and also painted the body in gold. Duh, ini kan dari bronze kan. Nah, terus dia bilang, wah, tapi kalau nanti the advice is have to talk to the head monk. Bisa enggak dipasang? Kalau enggak bisa, I have to take it back. Terus udah diberitahu sama Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. They also recycle katanya. Kalau apa ada offering itu di recycle gitu. Jadi kamu harus tanya kalau di recycle. Oh, kalau di recycle kita enggak mau bawa pulang aja gitu. I said, "Don't say that." You know. Don't say that because it's not even dan kamu VVS one segala macam kan enggak usah dihafalin kan. It doesn't matter even if you offer stone. You know, it's so attached itu there's any oh anyway. Sorry, I should not criticize that. Anyway, the motivation is pure. So anyway, we talk Tempala is so fantastic. So acara pull string. Kita kan ini hari Selasa kan udah. Besoknya rumah. We say we want to. Terus dia bilang ini orang dari ABC collected 500 Sing dollars. They want to paint the face. You go, you know. If they can. No, I don't know before. And saya nyeletuk. Wah, kalau bisa paint the face, why don't we paint the whole body? But expensive, you know. I said, why not? So saya pikir, udah saya kan, no, just on behalf of, you know, anybody in Potawatomi and all the thing, we sponsor. Tapi kalau sudah kamu paint the body, there is also you can sponsor changing the robe also. We sponsor changing the rope. Terus acara terus ini udah mulai khawatir. Did you ask how much is it? Don't worry about it. So, tapi diomongin kalau cuma body cuma 1,000 yuan is not RMB is not that much. Betul body nggak tahu deh. Pokoknya sound so I was so thrilled that we all can do what Lama Tsongkhapa did to this. It's called Jowo Rinpoche. Jowo it's mean Lord Prabhu. Jowo ini Prabhu. Jowo bukan karena dari Jawa terus namanya Jowo Rinpoche ini Nobu Rinpoche ini the precious jewel. So mungkin Ratna atau so Ratna Prabhu. The Jowo Rinpoche ini kalau orang kamu bilang Jowo Rinpoche, kamu tahu you're referring the Buddha Rupang di Jokang. You know this and we have it in the nanti I'll show you around anyway. So beautiful, so beautiful. And I took the pictures waktu jadi akhirnya on your behalf. I got so excited because we are really, they're going to close in the afternoon. We are allowed to come in. We close there, and you actually prostrate under this, but not only from a distance, actually touch that. Then you are actually doing this, and you never see the itu di kameranya juga di. I don't know. Maybe I just turn it on for you to see it.
Thank you.
Ini sebetulnya kalau di print di sini bisa ya print semua gitu.
Bisa, mestinya bisa.
Cepat juga kan?
Mestinya cepat.
Nanti coba jadi bisa kita
wih. Ini sebuah makan malam nanti kita.
Iya. Heeh. Cuman ini hampir 200 shot nih. mungkin kamu bisa. Oh, so beautiful. This is when it's fully closed. Luar biasa. Ini pason. Oh, ini aja dulu. Nanti itu, thank you. It's just, ini akhirnya kenapa disebut Jowo? Disebut Prabu ini, this image itu Lord Sakyamuni di Sambhogakaya form. Bener, ini semuanya di sini yang akhirnya the diamond dia negotiate sama chief mangnya lagi kan, Hongbun, are you going to recycle it or not? translate. Tuh, tapi mangnya juga bisa apa ini. We could let it, and I propose to print this one to put in our altar. No, we use this one because the gold that you see, you painted them. Mati? Yeah. No, sini harus memang apa ada automaticnya. I'll turn it on again. Mungkin yang enggak cepat aja nanti jadi. Boleh. Tapi dan ini nanti apa in this print we see Jowo Rinpoche tanpa all this the rope, the inner rope, and that itu very 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 elaborate dan this terus ya Om pun tanya sama ini chief monk, you know, how about the diamond, you know, dia sambil duduk dia nunjukin kan maksudnya monknya ini dia tahu supaya bisa dipasang seberapa gedenya gitu. Oh, kalau cuma segitu gampang katanya monk, there's many the hole di sini kan, nggak taunya begini, ini semuanya diamond. Oh, really, it's incredible, real diamond semua. Dan yang di sini semuanya tadi Sinta, saya tanya bisa anu nggak saya tunjuk Sinta, is that the cloth? No, the entire thing ini benar-benar seperti mati lagi ya. Okay, quickly I turn it on again, nanti coba that saya
semuanya kan banyak batu-batu ini.
Oh, macam-macam, ada diamond, ada pearl, ada.
Kok dulu enggak ini diambil ya sama tentara itu?
Kenapa?
Karena komunis.
Oh, tapi ini bekat anu kan. Anyway, quickly pass on. Tapi yang hati-hati, kamu jangan sampai mati gitu.
Kalian mumpul aja.
No, later on. Ini, tapi nanti saya kasih apa? We'll change it again. We go around once more. Di mana apa? They take all the rope, and then just holy body, and the holy head, except the crown. The crown we do not take it out. You paint it the entire. Anyway, you are sponsoring painting the entire body with pure gold. So it's fantastic. Dia ini dari apa, dari India atau dari Nepal, this gold. Jadi in a powdered form, terus goldnya itu seperti pil kecil-kecil. Kita beli 4 empat anu, biasanya untuk seluruh body 4 bungkus cukup. Terus dicairin seperti like a thinner gitu. Dicatkan itu semua di entire body. So anyway, you'll see it there. But untuk itu kan kemudian semua disrup. Anyway, come back to this Wong Boon and the chief man. So he asked, dia udah ngomong begini, dia baru ingat. Ya, terus dia baru ingat. Terus dia bilang saya sih, you can, is it being recycled or not? Dia bilang, oh no no, kalau udah di situ ya nanti di situ terus gitu. Kapan Hong Bun sih, oh spook good good, saya dizzy, I cannot see it sebenarnya. I saw, tapi ini this is how negative mind works. Ya, saya no the whole thing. I just, kalau kamu lihat this orang macam, so beautiful the face. I mean, just absolutely. And of course, it wasn't a statue. That was Lord Buddha. Kan? That was Lord Buddha, in my mind at least, you know. It's just not a statue. Bukannya karena gold and ini, it's just the power is incredible. Di sana saya lihat orang, just this, a lot of Tibetan yang gak bisa masuk ke inner sanctum. Korwa, di lewat pasarnya doang yang namanya bakor, yang medium korwa, nanti yang dalamnya bisa korwa lagi di situ, terus yang paling dalam lagi di situ, cuma enggak, mereka karena because of their karma cannot even touch this, is they come from Amdo just to go this. Dan ada orang yang it take 2.5 years dari tempatnya prostration, di documented 2.5 tahun baru sampai, all the way from he come from, diiringi oleh istri dan anaknya bawa donkey. The father just prostrate all the way just to circumambulate Jokang, and do that. And because of your karma, we could even sponsor to paint the body and all that. It's amazing karma you have, you know. So itu katanya orangnya 2.5 tahun sampai dibikin documentary. Dan the daughter will pass him, berhenti kan, ayahnya sampai sana kasih minum, jalan lagi begini terus. Saya lanjut, perlunya juga, dan orang Tibetan sana korban, kalau enggak Potala Paris, this Jokang, the dedication for His Holiness is just, tapi lucu. I forget to tell you this Draw Malakang, sebab mungkin they saw that we are so devoted gitu ya, and I just did prostration, say, come I show you something. Dan lewat sana, masuk sana, naik ke atas, muter gini, buka kunci lagi, and then there is this room, and there was His Holiness picture. Was that the only His Holiness picture I saw in Tibet, di kamar ini. Dan this monk trusted us enough, enggak sebagai spy sebenarnya, tapi ditunjukin hasilnya. Dan di sana ada seperti Tibetan bed, which is like that. That's where His Holiness stay when he escaped, just the night before. So, you know, make procession, touch you for it, and it's just so beautiful. Anyway, come back to this Jokang. Jadi kita, we are, ini saya reporting aja nih ke kalian, on your behalf. Terus jadi dealnya begini. Tapi ini, oh, come back to the Hong Bun and the Chief Monk. And then sesudah ngomong, Mangnya bilang gak dirasa kel, terus Hong Bun ingat, salim, where's the certificate? Ada certificate yang kecil, take to. Terus saya tahu dia ngomong apa, pakai Futonghua. He said, pakai Mandarin, kau ngomong ni, kamu translate. VVS1 means gini. Mangnya could give a stuff. Tapi lucu sekali. The attachment is ever, it's so obvious. When you make offering, you can make offering rotten banana. You know, you can make offering anything. It's not that. That become the symbol. That become the representation from your heart. That is why the best offering is when you try to practice your dharma. You know, no, I'm not saying that is not useful. Tapi to worry about the certificate, so can convince the monk Now make it higher bit, you know, because this is VVS1 and all that, and it's 0.75 carat, and it's cost $6,000. You know, to me, it's really still great, but it could have been done much more better, I thought. So we sponsoring the rope and sponsoring that. It is believed that anybody who sponsors that, from now on till you achieve enlightenment, you'll have a perfect body.
Yes.
You have a very, very beautiful body. Not too skinny, not too fat, not too tall. and you will always have beautiful face, and you always be the face, the body that will present delight to people. Then people will listen to you. Then you can help them better. Then you don't have the face or the body from now on, not for the next life, from now on, people that see you will see you as being very pleasant, very something, somebody nice to see and to talk to. So I thought that's just perfect. Because we're sponsoring changing the robe, that from now on you will also never again be run out of anything that will protect you in terms of materials comfort, you know. That it doesn't mean that if you go to Giordano, you're looking at khaki, that size 28 will always be there. But, you know, you will see that. Jadi kalau kamu nggak ketemu itu, kamu jangan nuntut saya. But it is, oh, from now on, in your mind, you will find the wisdom to know that what is actually the clothing out is actually will be provided for. In other words, kamu udah gak akan attach to this kind of adornment onto this thing. Then we decided to sponsor in the move for big, huge. Cuman ada satu food offering in big, and we sponsor to change that. So aku think gak tahu pura. Oh, the funny part is kita diberitahukan di Tibet ini gak ada buah-buah, gak ada gini atau, you know, and we believe, you know. Happily. So kita di sana lihat, right now in China is peach season, peach and pipa, you know, di mana. So we bought two big bag, karena pengirnya satu kasih tempala, satu kasih orangnya yang nolong. Because of that overweight, we got charged 280. Luar biasa. But anyway, so it's very expensive peach we buy. That. Tapi kita, we arrive at the airport, turn around, beautiful peaches everywhere. Beautiful. Saya rasa, mengemaha malu sendiri. Wah, high shoe. Okay. Kan lu, saya tahu, so you, ini, bayar overweight lagi. But anyway, saya bilang sama Ong Bun, Ong Bun, it's the motivation. You know, the kulong, it's not the peach. It's, you know, but we really had good fun. Ong Bun thought I was crazy, always crack jokes, and the dear book sakit. Anyway, I was on high all the time then. Then kita terus, we sponsor beautiful peaches, and you'll see that, and bananas and all. Then so we sponsoring that. So from now on, till you achieve enlightenment, that you will never be shortage of any material things relating to any food or anything like that. To survive, you won't have any problem. That means that whatever you get paid, it will be enough. So don't worry about it. Say, and then whatever your life from now on, you will always find material thing. This is what they told by. It really is very, very holy offering. And then we also sponsored to replace the entire row of the lamb. And then I was asked, which one? Mau vegetable butter atau mau pure butter? I said, which one is the best? Om Mun said, look out, lebih baik vegetable butter. You know, gonna begin. I said, which one is the best? The pure butter. Pure butter ini dari, bukan yak, kalau yak kan laki, namanya dough apa-apa gitu, lupa saya. Terus, jadi yak ini lucu, yang laki namanya yak, yang perempuan namanya dough atau gimana. Terus kalau yang setengah yak ketemu setengah apa sapi, anaknya namanya mu apa atau gimana. Terus ini nanti bisa Mu ini kawin kalau dapat sapi lagi anaknya namanya Lei. Oh Bapak, sampai beberapa itu ada namanya sendiri-sendiri. Jadi binatangnya bentuknya lain-lain dikit gitu kan, dari yak kawin sama sapi gini. No, this is true. I mean, it's just a trivial, little trivial thing. Terus anyway, this butter is from pure yak butter. So we replace the entire thing. And this one is, I really like it very much, because from now on that you will always have the light of Dharma lighting your heart, and that you will, with the wish that this light, offering this light, will shine through all the multiverses, that those people that have no chance to meet Dharma will meet Dharma because of what you do. And and then this with this light Dharma, jadi sekian bowlnya, satunya sekian kan, kalau enggak salah ada 12 ya. You need this person, the lady came dengan apa macam dituangin, semuanya dituang, karena butter kalau udah burn certain days habis anunya kan, meskipun meskipun caranya masih, tapi kebakarnya udah habis. Jadi ini pure butter, ini benar-benar dimasak dari butter, jadi very very clear, very clear. Yang enggak anu masih butek-butek gitu kan, putih, ini enggak, ini benar-benar like oil. So itu dibuang, diganti with our butter, you know. Terus kita janjiannya gini, oke, okay, saya bilang kan ke Bunda gini, Bun, whatever you want from things, the rest of them we pay. You want to join $20, $2, it doesn't matter. That's your mind should be like that. No, they only have 500, it doesn't matter. Put it in. Tengahnya nanti we'll do it. Kemudian halfway omong say, no. How about we get ABC first pay, and then the remaining we split between you and I. It's not only me. Okay, sure, whatever, Hong Bun. Let's just do it like that, so we can negotiate now before then. No, Hong Bun, don't do that, you know. Don't do that. Because even you put 2 cents, you can claim the lot. Kenapa harus half? Because we do. I mean, this is not. My understanding was, apapun berapa dipotong $500, terus setengahnya baru dibagi. But it turned out it wasn't like that. Anyway, but we sponsored that. So we sponsored changing the rope. We sponsored the food. We sponsored this butter lamp. You can imagine making offering in front of this was being. Bukannya penyembah berhala, no. I was aware all the time that was Lord Buddha that present there, that we making offering there and painted the body, and painted the body meaning, you know, that you will achieve your rupakaya, you know, to get the bad lamp like that, you will purify your dharmakaya. So this is, you planted all the seeds, so you should really rejoice. That's why I ask you if you can to at least do vegetarian that day. Kalau bisa, at least in mind, that's just a means, I think, to connect you with what I do. Yeah. Terus, because of that, I had bisa lihat, took photo, dan banyak many things. The rope, the inner rope yang digunakan gitu, because we sponsored that, it was given to us. Terus karena and also because the outer rope was taken, it was given to me to offer it. So selama mereka di chat, saya megang begini. This is the outer rope yang kalian lihat. Tapi ini ya very elaborate. Inner rope dulu, terus apa lagi itu benar-benar jadi besar. Terus kalungnya ini, this the whole thing. Just they put one by one, and it become the most spectacular looking Lord Buddha. Just look, it's all the same Lord Buddha, whatever statue, it's the same, and they are worked. Tapi It's just beautiful. I took I cannot resist from the side, Lord Buddha. This beautiful profile, and it's amazing actually. And then behind that, there is a smaller Lord Buddha. Kita suka memulus di belakangnya, gede sekali. Ini di Jokang. So this is from 8th century, 700 and something. This place and this statue. Way back, look, the statue is from 2nd or 3rd century, or even maybe from BC. Pokoknya yang pertama, yang carving di Bodh Gaya, this is for the person who has ever seen Lord Buddha. That can, but I don't know how it worked out, because the first Buddha Rupang munculkan sesudah Masehi kan. Anyway, so it's there. So we did that. We did that. Now di sini, then it was torn. Di sini kita diberi, I like you, I don't know, mungkin I don't know, siapa yang volunteer, I don't know, maybe Fanny Meta or somebody. This is a lot of holy things. First the robe, the inner robe that that you give. This is the robe that was used to cloth Lord Buddha's, you know, in there. And ini yang kena ini just gold. Kita paruhan sama ABC. Everything we split half. Everything split half. No, yeah, that's okay. According to the monk, it's okay. So, yeah, we split. So, sebab kalau sponsor dua kali kan nggak bisa kena jadi rebutan kan? Kan, you can paint twice, tapi robe-nya satu kan? So I said, no, look, it's okay, okay, it's okay. Jadi, you have this. Now they say, kita punya banyak pilihan kan? How do we do this? Bisa juga misalnya dipotong kecil-kecil. Each of us have that, and then we put it into small wallet or something to keep it close to us. Tapi you can even smell it. You pass it. Yeah, you could. It's really amazing. It's amazing. What I thought, we should keep it in one piece. Jika ada orang sakit atau siapapun, you do that. They say just to wrap atau just to lend them, you know, for them. I think it's better that we can help like that. Untuk scarf atau just for one night atau gimana, atau yang meninggal, you know, we just do it because it's really, it's a holy holy robe, and this doing this. And when I thought terus Hombun udah mau potong sedikit, terus dia bilang gini, saya tahu dia ngomong pakai koi ini, this is for my mother, I want to take a bit. I said, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I did not know. Then also there are few more goodies here. Then they say, ini kita paruhan, everything split, pokoknya split with ABC. Aduh, cilaka. Dulunya, tapi what was interesting. This is benar-benar the most inner robe, the most inner robe. Jadi yang apa? Kemudian dikatakan kalau the brush that they take, yang dipakai, jadi apa, mas kalian ini dimasukin di seperti mangkok begitu. And then they dilute, and then they paint it. Sesudah keringnya cepat sekali, nggak tahu, keringnya cepat sekali. Terus when they finish, the brush get washed. Nah, the water paruan sama ABC. Ini ada goldnya bawahnya, and they say this is also amazing medicine. Tapi kamu bisa campurin, nggak usah Evian sih, Aqua sih okay, but I think, tapi nggak tahu apa because of the thing. Ini gold, the real gold on that. They say just use a little bit, since that one. But it's if you get the faith, I like you to just keep it again, just to help people that go diminum siapin. This one misalnya kalau yang sakit begini ya, you mix it a little bit on a cup, you mix it, atau kalau enggak sedikit di langsung setetes dua tetes gitu langsung, and kamu you mix, you know. Tapi kalau mau kita cairin dulu juga enggak apa-apa. I think that's what we should do. Beli botol yang apa yang benar, yang jangan beli 44 gallon drum terus dicampurin disen terus dijual gitu kan. Dari Jokang, zam-zam dari Jokang. Zam-zam dari Jokang. So this is not become disrespectful. Yeah, it, kenapa? Yeah, it, Oh, I have. This is Ong Bun. The inner rope was really a big thrill for me, you know. No, anyway, you should try today before we all go put it on upon ourselves, each of us. The idea, and we do it with. We should try it today before we go. You know, put it, or maybe better put it from your head. You know, so we covered a lot, you know. And then just try to imagine. No, we'll do it together, and then just think that this is the that's touched the holy body of Lord Buddha. So may you achieve really all the fine quality like Lord Buddha. Dan di sini ada empat apa four. Ini saya agak commercial. So I was given this kata. So I thought that I asked them to get blessed. So the way they do it, sebelum apa masnya kering, this kata, they put it ini. Makanya ini mas dari all the body of Lord Buddha. This again, you should really. I want you to be the custody of all this. You know. Please take custody with great joy, with great things, then use it to help people in whatever they do. Kadang-kadang, because of their faith, because of the way you tell them, if it's from your heart, you hope that it will help them. You know, begini, kalau perlu kamu berikan, kalau enggak juga dipinjemin, enggak apa-apa. You know, you always, it's a very, there are many things here, dan yang I don't know this. After that, they given this karena we sponsor the thing. Ini, this is what I don't know. We have split with ABC. Jumlahnya sama. Okay. Kalau enggak salah ada 19 atau gimana? Because this is really strange. Hong Bun asked, I did not ask, but we was given big bag, you know. And I said, no, we just played half, you know, because, oh, no, you got how many? No, I asked one for this, you know, he's got the, and then, di sini, intinya, di bawah ini, di dalam ini, adalah Bali. This Bali, Bali ni apa?
Jali,
yeah. Jali, from offering and a lot of wishes people, dan, kemudian, this is usually kalau kamu sponsor, you given one, you know. So we got 19. That this Bali bisa diminum juga, apa dimakan itu. It's particularly if you are really ill, or when you have any obstacles or doing that. We have enough sebetulnya. So if you treat it with all respect, if you understand dependent arising, if you understand praticca panyu samuppada. Tibetan rice. If you understand that, this is how it works. Nothing comes from its own side, but this is really very holy. And I did not know until after we given there that in each of this room there is a piece of that cloth. Ini also from ada all the dari macam-macam ada yang begini ada yang itu. This is from the cloth of Lord Buddha. Yang di, dan di dalamnya ada this, ada namanya bahasa Tibet saya cuma lupa. It's all colorful Bali seed, you know. Oh. Jadi kalau misalnya kamu when you have, nah, I thought, you know, it's not that many this cloth. Tapi kalau kamu, and I really would recommend, you don't have to believe in, nggak usah believe in tahayul, but this one here is amazing. It's from the Holy Buddha. This is ada 19, so there is 19 pieces of thing. Now kalau kamu mau, you want to cut this into pieces and you have one each for you, I suggest to begin in kantongan gitu kan, dijahit jadi always inside, you know what it is, terus then the outside. Ini kadang-kadang seperti Lama Supar Rinpoche punya kantong. This is how it's all started like this. So there's 19 here, and
magic bag.
Oh, right. rabbit. And then I went to this. It's called the this monastery is called Muru Nyingpa. Muru Nyingpa ini the monastery di Lhasa, kecil, udah tua, tapi malah ini enggak pernah di bom, enggak pernah dirusak di siapa-siapa karena it's very old and it's dark and but it's so powerful, you know, it's so powerful that inside di sini Muru ini Meru kan, Muru Nyingpa di tengah sini inside is the centerpiece is Guru Rinpoche, Lord Padmasambhava, and the protector, dan protectornya you can see it, enggak apa Mahakala, the red and black protector, all more than life size, you know, really really so powerful. And then in Muru Rinpoche, the Muru Nyingpa, I made an offering for the puja. Kebetulan malam itu ada puja, to protect the puja. I know we don't have Rama Suparampoche, don't give us the official protector, but all protectors is Dharma. Our protector is Dharma in your heart. You know, that's a real protector. Tapi protector puja itu karena beliau ini janji all the rest of the existence is helping people who is studying Dharma. So they do this. Now, you give attention this and just rejoice and feel good. Then I thought it would be very auspicious. Setelah diterangin salah satu aktivitas mereka ini yang diperbolehkan, which is very very rare, karena di sana ada yang namanya Gen Lamrimpa. Gen Lamrimpa ini lama 7 tahun tetap di Tibet, tapi diperbolehkan tinggal karena dia sama sekali enggak makan. Yeah, for 7 years. Tapi dia enggak pernah taught in the West. Ini ada cuma he is amazing. Di the West ada yang namanya hampir sama, tapi di sana bilang pakai kacamata ini. No, more than a year ago. About no, tapi ini enggak pernah teaching outside Tibet. Alan Wallace?
Yeah.
Nggak mungkin. Anyway, you just about being silenced. And this Gen Lamrimpa used to teach. And then the festival or the about this the big Monlam Monlam Chemo yang di sana di seluruh Lhasa depan Jokang, right in here, that's where it took place. Tapi di sini Muru Rinpa Monastery, mereka ini reciting mantra, and all the Tibetans from everywhere that want to do that, they come, they recite two type of mantras, Guru Rinpoche mantra dan Om Mani Padme Hum. So again, on your behalf, I sponsor 1,000,000 Guru Rinpoche mantra. So and also sponsoring that night the puja for the protector. And then kita lewat and towards the land, when we go onto the land, close to the land, di situ namanya Syampalachu. Syampalachu ini di sana ternyata enggak jauh dari this land, there's a spring, dan beautiful beautiful water. The water is cool during summer and warm during winter. It means relativity. That means it depends on who you say it. So this Syampalachu is there. Di Syampalachu ini di mana guru Padmasambhava, they say that got this stuff begini terus airnya keluar. Dan enggak jauh di sana ada footprintnya, dan next to that is the land that is bought to keep build the statue. Dan dekat situ ada one very old monastery. Kyurmoling di dekat situ, Kyurmoling monastery. I was so moved inside di sana. Juga di foto-foto ada hitam semua dan di surah dan the three Buddhas, you know, the past Buddha Kasyapa, Buddha Shakyamuni dan Buddha Maitreya, all in Nirmanakaya form, beautiful Sri. Dan di sana, di sini Kyurmoling ini di establish waktu Kadampa, way back on the 10th century. In this place Lama Tsongkhapa study. Dulu mulainya 160 mang, sekarang jadi di sana it's very sad, sebetulnya very sad. Every monastery itu harus bikin laporan mau apa pujanya apa berapa dan dibatasin mangnya. And they're not allowed to build anything new kecuali sanctioned by the authority. It's very 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 sad sebetulnya. That from 160 mang with the colleges sekarang tinggal 30 mangs yang diizinkan di sana, dan the monks are so so nice, and again he, you know, he sent us around looking at things, and so which is quite interesting place. But this Kyurmoling, I thought so close, and yet this is where Lama Tsongkhapa actually stay there and studied, you know, and this is close to the land. Di mana mana is so holy place, you know, the Ramoje, the things. I didn't go to Potala because I thought it's a good excuse to visit Lhasa again and do that. And no, I think if we can, we should really try to go, you know. And now it's not that difficult to arrange, really isn't. It's not that difficult. Dan mungkin juga enggak begitu mahal kali kalau we can organize. Sebab saya tahu yang organize the internal tour bisa juga kan. Mungkin saya bisa minta seperti Luca to come, to we give him, you know, some honorary people. That would be very nice, and doing that. So about this, about all this thing, I like you to just become the custody of that, and It's up to you. Di sini kalau nggak salah ada 19 bag here, so there's 19 piece of cloth because we split with ABC, right? Terus hitung-hitungannya lucu sekali. Saya pikirkan whatever we spend, we take 500 first for ABC, terus lebihnya paruan sekarang. No, we split. You have Singapore, I look after. Singapore people have. So, I will, if you excuse me, I'll do this. Maybe I look very pretty. Thank you. Nadia, please. Oh, Nadia di sini. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Oh, really? I haven't seen. Jadi, then, I di Kyurmoling ini, such a seat of learning, you know, karena mulai dari Kadampa. Then, I, on your behalf again, and everybody's behalf, we sponsor the tea for the monk during the puja, and also we sponsor 1,000 butter lamb in this monastery, also for this project, and also for all of you. So may you will all have always have Dharma in your heart and all that. So as you can see, it's fantastic itinerary here. But on top of that, we do a lot of business, talking about planning, talking about it. So you can imagine, you really physically, it's almost, I could not explain it, you know, why I don't even feel down, you know, except when you think of Garuda or anything like that, but no, but just because you do that, and because of your karma, and the reason, this is what I mean, because ini aja saya, kalau enggak apa, siapa aja yang mau in charge? Could you decide amongst yourself, gitu, kamu bertiga atau gimana, you then decide. The whole purpose is that so you can help other beings with that, you know. If but it must have faith, jangan sampai dilakukan sebagai tahayul atau gimana. You point three people atau gimana, then your job is to become custody. Kalau kamu mau kasih, you give. If you want to, oh, di sana ada satu lagi. I'm sorry. This is money pills. Benar-benar seperti magician bag. Wishful filling. Ini kamu taruh aja di sana. I don't know where this. See that, was it here? Yang money pills? Enggak. Kamu enggak ngecek. Anyway, di ada, kalau enggak di sini mungkin ketinggalan di rumah Bu Lili masih. This money pills. No, anyway, I told you about this Muru Nyingpa. The main activity is doing this mantra, which I sponsor 1,000,000. Tapi sebetulnya luar biasa mereka ini. Mereka, the festival last 70 days, 70 hari, dan more than few thousand people. Enggak cuma di monastery, di mana di. Jadi ini masuk di zokang begini ya. Ini ada gang-gang yang gitu loh. Apa? It's almost like Chinese city, you know. All the go to Numogang, terus di sana ada monastery. Katanya kalau ini this festival itu 24 jam sehari for 70 days, people just reciting mantra. Dihitung oleh apa, oleh Luka, setiap 4 hari itu 100,000,000. Setiap 4 hari mereka itu sponsori 100,000,000. Jadi kita semua 1,000,000 ini. Actually, I can ask 100,000,000, you know, but I thought it's not the amount, you know, it's from your heart. Terus, dan 70 hari, dan selama itu mereka pasang all these money pills in the middle from Guru Patu, kemudian di package. But I think the abbot, I don't know, he feels good about us. We get invited ke atas. Sekarang saya udah belajar. Begitu you are invited by this abbot, you know, there is one thing that I cannot take. It's Tibetan butter tea. You know, Tibetan butter tea ini benar-benar seperti wonton soup yang benar-benar asin gitu kan. But you have already get the thing, so it's very very salty and all that. The more you are honored, the more you given more butter, you know. the more you So I said, please, not for me. So, and then the abbot was kind enough to give water, and then he pulled out this money pills. So this money pills from this year and from this previous year, and we got quite a number of them. So you can have that too, and please for dan di sini ini, it's not in itself, you see, tapi it is believed this is very precious. This money pill from Muru Nyingpa. Bigger Lhasa yang 70 days people that on this, that doing this, what is it, billion, so many billion mantra. Everybody, what they wish is that may whatever it is will be benefiting all beings. Incredible. So this money pill is the manifestation of that. So you can have, mereka bilang dua atau tiga aja cukup, just to calm down, and it's quite incredible, this one here. And as you know, Guru Rinpoche is the, you know, he had to perform black magic also, right, to conquer many things, and doing that is good. Yang ini saya pikir, saya apa, tolong Willy, just I was going to give to Rinpoche, I will still. Saya ambil batu dari from the land. No, ini nanti keluar kelinci ya. No, just wait. Ini semakin dekat. No, it's just a stone from this place, which to me it looks like Guru Rinpoche, you know. This it's just a. No, I took it from the land because Rinpoche has never been. Dan apa? Kan baru dibeli. This is, you know, and is doing that. So it's really, no, I just take it, three pieces of stone. But in the meantime, nanti dikira kita tahayul apa, worshipping stones and all that. Nanti orang kamu, ada orang yang bilang, udah nggak usah marrying any Buddhist, semua tahayul apa, sembayangin kain kayak sembayangin. No, I think. What you need to do. So, itu oleh-olehnya. There you are, guys. So, I'm reporting to the bosses here. Okay, now party time. Unless you have any questions or anything. Jam berapa sih ini? 7:30 ya?
7:30. What is the specific aspect for the Heruka? What the main purpose for that?
The main purpose is to join your wisdom to create non-dual mind, and to join your bliss and emptiness. That's the representation of this Heruka. And in this semi-fierce form is this the first tantra that was taught to the Tibetan was a Hevajra tantra. Kemudian Master Marpa ke India belajar, dan waktu beliau pulang, he brings two things, which is Guya Samaja, dan berikutnya, then he also doing this Heruka Cakrasamara. So it's very old and very profound practice, very profound practice. The way it works is that once you are entered into this Anuttara Yoga Tantra initiation, you can then visualize yourself to be deity. The assumption is that you understand emptiness. You see, you have realized emptiness like the way you have now. Not directly, but karena itu makanya tantra possible. We should talk about a more heavy question like this tomorrow, maybe. I will talk more or less the same as what we talked today, but since you are more the thing, besok yang datang mudah-mudahan enggak bingung gitu. I was in two minds. Kan kita sendiri kan besok. Oh gitu, ya boleh-boleh aja. No, first thing I was going to talk about this meditation, right? Karena terlalu banyak yang tanya, which I was telling Guido, listen, what you guys do in with your meditation is you try too hard. You try to get something. Padahal yang kamu jalankan itu hanya latihan meditasi, belum meditasi benar-benar. Meditasi benar-benar ini loh, ngomong begini, tapi your mind is always, you know. Kalau kamu ngomong, I'm talking to you, Yenchen, and that is, I'm talking that. Nggak lihat Nadia lagi apa, atau we say, no. That what meditation is all about. And your mind becomes so pliant, dan kamu bisa arahkan ke sana. See? But anyway, how are your lives these days? How are you, Liana? Kok quiet Liana di samping situ? Are you okay?
Kita. What is the best month?
Kenapa?
Bulan yang paling bagus ke
rupanya ini Jun, Juli, Agus. Juli, Agus ini ramai sekali. Iya, karena mungkin the weather is just so nice. Tapi sebetulnya I like about now, you know, hotel-hotel cukup ramai tapi enggak begitu ramai gitu. It seems that now it's best anytime, I guess. It's beautiful. Cuman begini loh. Makanya you have to always remember, you know. Don't just try to become Buddhist, you have to become Buddhas. Sebab kalau kamu jadi Buddhis saja, ini kadang-kadang kita fall into the trap of grasping. Glenn Mullen told me, salah satu apa, ini mereka Americans kan. Sebelum ini mereka kumpulnya di Kathmandu, going around that, terus kemudian ke Tibet. Jadi datangnya dari arah Kathmandu. Tapi paling enak sebetulnya dari arah Chengdu, banyak sekali flight-nya. And the Chengdu itself is fantastic. Sebetulnya we should do the four mountain, you know, Imei, Ilesan, Imeisan, yang itu yang apa, Sinta kasih. You go that, and then I put the book, and then from there, and then Chengdu ada big Buddha, 77 meters high, carved from stone, very big, one piece. Ini ceritanya kan, it's very interesting actually, very interesting. The river causing a lot of grievance for orang, ya, dan tambah lama tambah bahaya, bajak laut kayak orang karam kayak apa. So the monk in Tang Dynasty, 12th century, suggested to, I think, do definition and build this big Lord Buddha. After being Lord Buddha, benar-benar loh, semuanya itu hilang. You know why? Karena dulu banyak orang karam itu karena arusnya terlalu cepat. Gini. The carving Lord Buddha, batunya dilemparin aja ke sungainya. Jadi di sekitar situ tambah dangkal. Everybody slow down, gini. And much safer place. Dan baca lautnya nggak berani baca karena ketahuan kan nggak bisa lari cepat kan. And then that's apparently it's in Leishan or something, di dekat di Chengdu di sana. And Chengdu, of course, there's a lot of beautiful scenery, you know, like this waterfall and Sichuan, and the chili is hot. Sichuan. Sebetulnya, the China is not too cheap, tapi it's not too expensive. Not too expensive. Sebetulnya kalau we organize carefully, you know. Dari sini. Enggak, pakai value air bisa. Value air ke Chengdu bisa loh. Value air ke Chengdu bisa. Sekarang we fly ke value air.
Asia,
enggak, sekarang kan banyak kan. Cuma yang ke Chengdu ini mahalnya di situ loh. Chengdu Lhasa dekat sekali kan. Chengdu Lhasa itu sejam berapa? Apa tiketnya 1550 yuan. Lebih dong. But terus yang dari Chengdu ke dari Singapura ke Chengdu itu mahal juga loh. Apa 600 sing. Enggak tahu berapa. Saya belum bayar sih ini dari Ongbun. Sebab Ongbun janjiannya sekarang dibagikan. Ongbun is a little cheeky. Sebab ini kalau udah dibagi dulu, dipotong 500, tinggalnya udah gak banyak untuk dia gini. Tapi kalau dibagi, dipotong dulu 500, dibagi 2 kan. Anyway, yang Singapura urusannya dia, gak apa-apa. No. Tapi, this is what I mean, he's really teaching me. This is how I think before. You know, this is how we all think. Gimana caranya? So I pay less, but get most merit. You know, it's really can, you know, so I feel very close to him because he get upset very often karena he used to be very boss, he's the boss, you know, he's very successful, I don't want him to take me to the airport. He insisted to the airport. I think he just wants to show his car, you know. No problem. I can't pick. Hong Boon, it's so easy to catch taxi. No, I'll pick it up. He said, okay, you go there. And also, Hong Boon tanya saya gitu, what's the difference love between parents and children and husband and wife? Is there any difference in the love? I said, no different. And I said, take time, Salim, think first before you answer. I said, I think, yes, I know. It's no different. Oh, must be different. You give me a long lecture about, you know, responsibility of thing and you could answer. But the love is the same. Yeah, but husband and wife, you get that, you get attracted, and then you fall in love, real love, and then you don't get on, then you divorce. Because he divorced, you know. And then and he said, you see, whereas with parents you might fight, but and when you finish, you get on and you always welcome. But I said, Hong Boon, if you really love, you welcome anybody. However it is, you know, it's the same. It's the same. But you, when you're talking about the parental responsibility, you're talking about the parental bond of this thing, then that's an addition to that love. You know, love itself is always wanting to see other happy, and you are willing to make them happy. So when you really love, if need be, you give your body gladly. You give your body gladly. Sebetulnya ya, apa? Oh, kalian besok booknya sampai jam 4. Mungkin banyak orang yang datang, but maybe, I don't know. Depend on how we go. Yeah. Nanti kalau misalnya come back talking about tantra again, you know, I really wanted to. Hello, Nadia. Oh, I'm so big now. No, it's okay. So what I believe that is that there are a certain part of tantra which is really how tantra actually make it works eventually tapping up into this thing. Tapi kalau ini ngomongnya ke orang yang umum nanti pasti akan menimbulkan kesalahpahaman. You know, I was going to talk about this power of this desire, power of anger, you know, how to tap that and what does it mean? What does it mean, power, desire, and all that? Cuman itu lebih intimate, and itu lebih sebab bukannya ngomong mengenai cabul atau begini. No, I wasn't talking about. But I was talking, what is behind the idea like that? When you heard that explained, I think you will agree with me that is very powerful way of really tapping that bit that we talk about it. See how we go tomorrow. Mungkin kalau enggak nanti just ask the one that go like this. Will only if you want. You know, only if you want. Talking about only if you promise yourself that you will take it exactly like that, meaning very carefully. Think about it and jangan digunakan sebagai alasan untuk berbuat yang enggak-enggak, because it's very holy teaching anything, and basically using your anger in positive way or using your sexual drive, any different than doing the sex, talking about this primordial thing is two different things. One day I really like to talk about it, whether that's happened this or not. I was supposed to come back sampai di Jakarta Tuesday sebenarnya. Terus Thursday pulang ke Australia gitu, and it so happened. Saya pikir terus ke Surabaya ngurus ini sebentar kan, but as it turned out, it was so good. So we can have today. Saya bisa laporan ke bos saya di sini. So anyway, thank you very much for suggesting all that, and we should just sit and dedicate for a while. Kemudian we talk about mundane things, about causality, the law of this. the nature of mind is clear and aware. Therefore, everything that we experience, the sum total of that makes up our lives. These experiences that we experience is the cause of whatever we do last time. And just by thinking in the most orthodox way, we keep repeating the same way of looking at things. No wonder we always experiencing the same result. And since all the things that we experience can only give us temporary happiness, never lasting and useful happiness, so whatever we do at the end always only bringing affliction in our mind. Even if we do things with good intention, it seems that our life always full of disappointment. Even though we know the purpose of this life, in our heart we still have fear. Even if we dedicate our life to serve others, many, many times we feel sadness in our heart. It is because we look at things differently. So, at this stage, with our knowledge, our wisdom, and all our merit that we accumulate, we know that whatever we experience, it's not because we are bad people. All our sadness is not because we are greedy. All our fright, our fear, is not that we don't want to help others. And why we feel jealous is not that because we are greedy. But somehow we still feel all that. So, good motivations, while it's very important, obviously not enough. Tantra, the highest teaching that's given by Lord Buddha, teach us how to place the mind correctly, how to go one step further. Once we know all that, the basis of how to become happy, we go one step further, which is bringing in, mapping out, doing a game plan for our lives or our existence. How should we think? How should we work? To put the mind into that position. This is what we try to do by learning Tantra, the most holy, the most beautiful teaching. That's why it's called Delam, which is the path, easy path. It's not really easy. And to do that, we require a lot of merit and a lot of wisdom. So, whatever merit that we have accumulated so far, obviously will be required to understand Tantra. So because of that, gladly we give all this merit away. So for anybody who we thought never have a chance to even have this kind of teaching, our parents, our friends, our neighbors, I think, give it to them without even any feeling of attachment, because they need it. They need it. So we dedicate all this merit that we accumulate so far without any hesitation. We fully give away to all those people, all those beings, from Amoeba bacteria all the way to all deva and everybody in between, so that whoever need can have this kind of merit. Now we are so fortunate in this life, while we do not have the karma to meet Lord Buddha Sakyamuni, we by our karma met the representation that actually, by the way, they are everywhere, not only in Jokang, they are everywhere. Buddhas are always everywhere in Buddha Sattvas, but this particular representation of Lord Buddha, the holy body of Lord Buddha, and we are able to make offering from the depth of our heart, that whatever we say today with the words of truth, that will be materialized, that from now on our life would be totally protected, that our mind would be totally clear, that may we have the courage, and that merit we also give it to everybody, and by doing that we make a commitment to quickly achieve enlightenment, because we can't stand, we can't bear to see our mom, our dad, our friends, they are still suffering, doing so many, many, many useless things. They fight, they worry, they grieve, they are always dissatisfied, and the problem looks so big, so huge, and yet if you see it, those problems are not even problem, totally just a play of your mind. So this kind of this dedication, we do it really with a with real intention and real feeling, without any hesitation, so that we will quickly achieve that primordial state, ultimate state of existence, which is the commitment to have always radiance and joy in our mind. Gewadi nyududa glama sangi grukyune drowa chigyang malupa deyizala kubasho jangjub senjo prempuche makika kikyuche gebanyam prame bayam goni gono bewasho gewadi gewokon sonam yese soso sen sonam yese lejungwe dambo kunyi jompa sho. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha. 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 Thank you.
And Tibetan Project, what else do you need?
I'll talk to you. What you need is a lot of merit. And wisdom. And wisdom. Tapi sebetulnya kalau bisa di print ya, this one.
Bisa dipuji this class dan dibawa ke Langgeng.
Saya bisa pilih yang apa, related to that anyway. Kita mau makan di mana? Where do we?